Look here, Wingert.
Don't shout, though.
If you leave me out of the Carcroft match,
you're left out. Sorry, but when a better man's available...
That's your opinion.
Well, as captain of cricket,
you left me out for Gwynn because he's your pal.
That will do. Well, you better not say any more.
Now, look here, Wingate.
The window's open. Do you want all grey fries to hear you?
I don't care.
Well, I do. Peter, what are you doing there?
Oh, well, Wingate, I wasn't listening, you know. I just stopped to tie up my shoelace.
You young rascal.
No, I just stopped to pick up a pencil.
If I catch you eavesdropping again, I'll have you in my study and give you a whopping.
Well, I wasn't eavesdropping. I just stopped to tie up a pencil. Pick up a shoelace.
Now, look here,
I mean,
Wingate, let me tell you. I'm fed up with this.
Ooh, I say, you fellows.
Hello, hello, hello. What's the jolly old joke, old fat man?
It's Loader of the Sixth.
What about Loader of the Sixth?
He's in the most terrible temper.
Well, that's nothing new. He's never in a very good one.
The goodfulness of Loader's temper is never terrific.
Well, what's up?
Well, he's being left out of the cricket match tomorrow.
Well, Loader isn't good enough. Any man at Grey Fries could tell him if he wanted to know.
Ah, but he doesn't want to know, Bull. Ah, you should have heard him in Wingate's study. Hoo-hoo, fairly yelling and shouting he was.
Did Wingate ask you into his study to listen in?
Don't be cheeky, Bull.
Banter's always got the latest keyhole news.
It was the keyhole. I just happened to be passing the window. And I just happened to bend down to tie up my shoelace and, well, I just happened to hear.
You happen to hear too many things, Bunter.
And you'll happen to be kicked for it one of these days.
Look here, I tell you I would...
Roll away and tell somebody else, old fat man. But don't let Loader hear you. He might smack your head for listening in.
Beast?
Come on, chaps.
Beast, that's what you are. You're all afraid of Loader, not like me. I don't care a fig for Loader. Oh, you should have heard him in Wingate's study. Oh, he made a real fool of himself. I heard every word he said. I heard Loader say, well, why, Yahoo! You beast!
Cheeky young beggar!
Oh, Loader! I say, Loader, I say, old chap, I was only joking. I never heard a word you said, and I won't tell anybody! Oh, help! Let me go! Wingate! Keep him off!
Hands off, Wingate!
Keep him off!
You better learn to keep your temper.
I'll do as I like.
Oh, that's enough. Now get out.
That young rascal was listening under your window and he's babbling it out all over the
school.
If you
hadn't lost your temper in the first place, there wouldn't be anything for him to babble. Now, leave him alone.
No, keep him off.
Oh, but, Bunter, don't you realize that it's rotten to listen to keyholes around the windows?
Oh, yes, of course, Wingate. Not the sort of thing I'd do at all.
If I catch you doing it again, I'll have you up in my study and give you a whopping. Understand that?
But I didn't.
Cut off before I box your ears.
But I didn't. I wasn't. I shouldn't. I...
Bunter!
All right, Wingate. Oh, Lord, I think I better lay low for a bit till that beast Loader calms down. Good thing I borrowed this bit of chocolate out of old Cherry's study. Teach him to leave things about. Oh, crikey, Loader!
Ah, here you are, Banks.
That's right, Mr. Loader. The old place you says in your message, and here I am.
There's something I want you to do for me.
Oh, anything to oblige, Mr. Loader.
I want you to go down to Dorset and send a telegram.
Dorset?
Now, listen to me, Banks. Tomorrow's the biggest match of the season at my school, the Carcroft match.
Yes, I've heard of it, sir. I hope you'll be knocking up a bag full of runs, sir.
I shan't be playing. I've been left out.
Oh, hard luck, sir.
It's going to be just as hard for the fellow who turned me out.
I don't get you, sir.
Well, listen... Wingert's people come from Dorset. If he gets a wire, he'll expect it to come from there. That's where you come in, Banks. You're going to send that telegram.
But,
you're going to send it to Wingert at Greyfriars. You'll word it, coming to see the match. Meet the 12 o'clock at Corkfield Station, Father. Have you got that?
Oh, it's easy enough, sir. But when the old gentleman don't turn up, won't young Wingate just walk back to the school in plenty of time for the cricket?
He won't get to Courtfield at all.
Well, I don't see why not. It's only a mile walk across the common. Why wouldn't he, sir?
Because somebody will be waiting for him on Courtfield Common, where the footpath runs through the firs out of sight. You've got plenty of friends. You could fix up for a couple of fellas to wait for Wingate in the common in a lonely spot.
Well, I dare say I could, sir, but...
Now, he's not to be hurt, of course. All I want is Wingate to be kept away from the cricket. Then they let him go. It's easy.
It's easy enough, sir, but...
I haven't come here to listen to your butts, Joey Banks. Will you fix it up for me or not?
Oh, mind you, it'll cost you something.
I know that. It'll be worth it. With Wingate missing, a man will be wanted, and I'm pretty certain to be that man. I shall be playing for Greyfriars while Wingate's stuck on the common with a couple of your men sitting on him to keep him quiet.
Yes, but...
Are you going to fix it up for me or not?
Oh, of course I will, sir. You can rely on me.
Good. Now, here's some money. And a copy of the telegram. Have you got it all quite clear?
Oh, yes. I got it, sir. You can leave everything to us. And good luck for the game, sir. Cheerio.
Oh, crikey. The rotters. Oh, poor old Wingate. Thanks. Now, how did Bunter know we had ginger pop? Phew, that's better. I say, you fellas, I've got something terribly important to tell you about the match tomorrow. Something pretty serious, as a matter of fact. Oh, Wingate is going to be diddled out of playing.
How could that happen, you fat chumpy? Captain's the first 11 tomorrow, and he's at the peak of his game.
Well, I dare say, but if Loder has his way, he won't be playing at all.
Oh, rot. Rotfulness is terrific.
We all know Loder's pretty sore at being left out, but he couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, couldn't he? That's all you know. You weren't stuck behind that tree listening like I was.
Villain, have you been eavesdropping again?
No, I wasn't eavesdropping. I was just listening. I heard Loder fix up with Banks to diddle old Wingate out of the match tomorrow.
What rot.
I jolly well did, I tell you. Now, he fixed up with Banks for Banks to go down to Dorset, where Wingate's pater lives, and send Wingate a telegram asking Wingate to meet his pater at the 12 o'clock train at Courtfield. So Wingate will get the telegram and go to Courtfield, but he'll never reach Courtfield. And you know why? Because Banks's toughs, two of them, are going to collar Wingate on the common.
What utter rot, Bunter.
It's jolly well true, I tell you, I heard it all. And what's more, old Loder is waiting for the news. He's expecting to be asked to play, because I'll need an extra man, see?
Great Scott.
I say, you fellas, isn't it awful?
It would be if it was true. What have you been reading lately, Bunter? Science fiction?
Eh? No, why?
That yarn sounds like it.
I tell you, I heard Loder fix it up with Banks.
Yes, don't tell us again. And you better not tell anybody else, you fat chump.
You spin too many yarns, Bunter, and this one's the steepest of the lot.
The steepness is too terrific.
Look here, you fellows, you jolly well don't believe me. Well, I'm jolly well fed up with this. I'm not going to have old Wingate crept out of the cricket. Kept out of the cricket. And if you fellows don't care, I jolly well do. So there.
There couldn't be anything in it, could there?
No, of course not. We all know Bunter and his yarns.
I say, Wingate, not here. Just like a rotten prefect, not to be here when you want him. Biscuits. A whole tin. Sugary ones, too. I'm sure Wingate wouldn't miss just one.
Bunter, you young rascal! Snooping tuck in the sixth form study.
Well, I just had one.
But the box is practically empty.
Is it? It's that cat.
What cat?
The kitchen cat. It's always going around the chap's studies, pinching their grub. I bet it was her had your biscuits.
Oh, you greedy young ass. Clear off before I give you a whopping.
Oh, all right. The thing is, Wingate, I came to tell you something. I came to tell you something I overheard.
Oh, get on and don't bother me.
Ah, but this is about Loder.
Loder, do you mean he's been bullying you again?
Oh, no, no, nothing like that. No, I was hiding behind a tree and overheard him.
There's my ash.
Yes, I was there, you see.
That will do, Bunter. I don't want to hear what you heard by eavesdropping.
Oh, but I want to tell you what Loder said.
Don't tell me what he said. Now, look here, Bunter. You're a prime, peeping, sneaking, eavesdropping young beggar. I told you you would be whacked next time. Now, bend over the table.
Well, no, I don't. I want to tell you about what Loder
bend
said.
Bend over the table.
But look here, Wingate. Loder said that
Bunter!
Oh, crikey! You!
Out you go, and if I catch you in my study again, I'll give you six.
Beast! Loder said that he...
Oh, Bunter in trouble again.
Hello, hello, hello. What's the matter now, Fatty?
What? Wingate jolly well watched me.
Have you been spinning him that yarn about Loder, you fat ass?
I tried to, but he wouldn't listen, said I was an eavesdropper.
Well, aren't you?
Oh, you shut up.
Look here. Clear of keyholes, Bunter. That's your best bet.
It wasn't a keyhole. I keep telling you I heard it from behind a tree. Now, look here, Wharton. It's up to you, as head man of the form, to jolly well go to Wingate and tell him what you heard Loder say from behind that tree.
But I didn't hear Loder say anything behind the tree, old fat man.
You're a bit dense, aren't you, old chap? You don't have to say it came from me. You can say you heard it.
What?
You go to Wingate and tell him that you heard Loder fix it up with Banks.
But I didn't.
You fat villain.
You shut up, Eugene. Now you will do it, won't you?
No fear. But I tell you what I will do.
What?
I'll bang your silly head on...
Come here at once. You are well aware that I do not approve of horseplay in the quadrangle. What no better as head boy of my form.
Yes, I know.
You will go to your study and you will write 50 lines from the first book of the Aeneid. At once, go on. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Sir Thor Wharton, jolly well right for trying to smack my head. Now then, which of you chaps is going to go to Wingate and tell him what Loder fixed up with Banks?
What?
You go, Cherry. Now, you go to Loder, see? I mean, Wingate. Go to Wingate and say that Loder fixed up with... Hey! I say, Wharton, old chap.
Go get out, you fat villain.
Look here. I've thought it out. And I know how we can put Wingate wise about Loder and the match tomorrow.
Oh, give it a rest.
Listen, he's just got to be warned. I know how. But he won't listen to me.
Nor will I now. Buzz off, Bunter. I've got to do lines for Quelch, thanks to you.
Never mind about your rotten lines. This is much more important. I've written it all down, see?
Oh.
I've written down here everything I heard Loder fix up with Banks, and I want you to take charge of it.
What?
Yes, I've written down everything I heard them fix up together, and I want you to give it to Wingate tomorrow when he gets that telegram.
He won't get a telegram.
But if he gets the telegram, if it comes out that Wingate's got a telegram...
It won't.
That wire's coming, I tell you. Now look, when it comes, take this note and give it to Wingate. When he reads it, he'll know that the telegram's a fake, because otherwise, how could I have known the day before? See?
Oh, all right, chuck it over.
Jolly good, don't lose it.
I won't lose it, fathead. Now buzz off and let me do my lines for Quelch.
No, all right. Now look after that note, Wharton. I say, Wharton.
Now what do you want, Bunter?
You won't lose that note, will you?
Oh, buzz off, Bunter. Fat ass.
Yes, sir?
Do you happen to know where Wingate is?
Yes, sir. I think he went down to look at the cricket pitch.
Ah, well, then I'd like you to go over there right away and take this telegram to him.
A telegram? For Wingate, sir?
Yes, boy. It's just been delivered. There, take it. And be off with you at once. Go on.
Hello, Lolo. What's that?
It's a telegram for Wingate.
A telegram for Wingate? Why, Bunter said
that
he...
That's what Bunter said yesterday.
Dashed if it doesn't look as though there might be something in it after all. I'd better take this to Wingate at once.
Well, looks like Bunter's been telling the truth.
Well, it doesn't seem possible.
The possibility is preposterous. Oh, Wingate.
What is it, Wharton?
There's a telegram for you, Wingate.
Oh.
Thanks.
coming to see the match. Meet the 12 o'clock at Courtfield. Oh, good. Jolly good. Oh, no answer, kid.
No, just a minute, Wingate.
Oh, what is it, Wharton? I've got to meet a train at Courtfield Station.
Is your father coming on that train, Wingate?
Well, how on earth do you know that?
Well, look at this note.
I haven't got any time for it.
No, do look at it, Wingate. That telegram you had is a fake.
Oh, what rot are you talking, Wharton?
Oh, you must look at it, Wingate. Bunter told us yesterday you'd get a telegram today telling you to meet your father's train.
Well, what utter rot?
Oh, we didn't believe a word of it. But now the telegram's come and Bunter wrote this note yesterday.
Bunter, that prying, stinking young rascal.
Oh, please look at it, Wingate.
Oh, all right. Dear Wingate, when you read this note, you'll know that the telegram is a fake. Because I heard Loder fix it up with Banks behind a tree to go down to Dorset and send it. A couple of roughs are waiting for you on Courtfield Common to collar you and keep you out of the cricket. You will know this is true, because if it is not, how could I know the day before? W.G. Bunter. Good heavens! Oh, when did Bunter write this?
Oh, yesterday.
Well, if that's true, this telegram never came from my father.
Oh, it is true, Wingate.
I can hardly believe it. I know. I'll phone home and that'll settle it. By gum, if this works out the way I think it will, Loder's going to regret this.
I say, you fellows.
Hello, Bunter. Coming down to see the game?
No, can't bother with that now. I say, Wharton.
It's all right, Bunter.
Look here, is it all right? Wingate's jolly well got that telegram, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes. Has he read it? Has he gone out? You jolly well better take him along that note right away. Well, you've still got the note, haven't you?
No, I haven't still got it.
Oh, crikey, I knew it. You've lost it.
No, I haven't lost it, Bunter.
Well, if you haven't got it and you haven't lost it, where is it?
I've given it to Wingate already.
Oh. Well, has he read it? Has he gone out?
No, he hasn't gone out. The last I saw of him, he was going to see Loder. And I don't fancy Loder will be very pleased to see him.
Then it's all right.
All right as rain.
And all due to me. Well, I hope you chaps will believe me next time.
We might. The mindfulness is terrific. Come on, let's get down to the game. We want front places. You coming, Bunter?
Eh? Oh, yes. No, that is to say, I've got an important bit of business to do before I come.
Oh, it must be something to eat.
I didn't say anything about bananas.
Whose bananas, you fat snooper?
Bananas? I didn't know anything about bananas. I never saw Wingate's fag take a bunch of bananas into his room. Now, look here, you fellas have better cut off. You don't want to miss the first over.
You fat chump, if you're going snooping into Wingate's study while he's out...
Now, look here, Cherry, once and for all. If there are bananas in Wingate's study, I don't know anything about it. I don't even like bananas. And in any case, I'm not the sort of chap to go looking for a reward, you know.
Oh, I say, come on, chaps, it's time we went down to see the match.
Yes. Yeah.
I see you're in flannels, Loder.
Why not?
Do you think a man might be needed in the match?
I don't know what you mean, Wingate.
Oh, I'll tell you. I had a telegram this morning to meet my father at Courtfield Station.
Well,
I was just about to start for the station when I had a spot of useful information. The two toughs were waiting for me on Courtfield Common. And that telegram was a fake to make me walk into their hands.
What?
So a man had certainly been needed to play Carcroft.
I don't understand. I don't see how all this concerns me, Wingate.
Well, I think you do. You were overheard fixing it up with a man named Banks to go down to Dorset and send that telegram.
What do you mean?
Every word you said was overheard. Don't you dare to deny it.
I do. I never.
Very well, in that case, it goes before the head. Dr. Locke will inquire into it. Now, come on.
I'm not going to the head. It would mean the sack.
Well, Craig Fries would be well rid of you.
Look, for mercy's sake.
Do you admit it all or not?
Yes, I admit it. I was wild at being left out, but I honestly
that's
didn't mean...
I won't go to the head. I'm going to thrash you, Loder.
Ooh!
I've never seen Rogers bat so well.
The batfulness was terrific.
Hold on, chaps. I don't think Rogers will stand up to this bowling for long.
Oh, he might. On the other hand, he might not.
The might not fulness is terrific.
What do you think, Bunter? Bunter doesn't think of anything except food.
Look at that. Rogers out. Middle stump ball clean out of the ground.
Gosh, what bowling.
Well done,
Rogers. Well done. Don't get Rogers. Give it to them. Good old Wingate. Good old... Oh. Oh. The beast. Oh.
jolly good game.
Yes, rather. Old Wingate was top of his form.
Well, they beat Carcroft, right? But if old Wingate hadn't have been there...
Then that would have been a boot on the other leg.
I say, you fellows.
Hello, you fat villain.
I say, I'm absolutely ravenous. I've had nothing to eat since my tea, and I haven't got any money. Can one of you chaps lend me half a crown till my post order comes?
Ah, oh, the vigilance of that bunter is terrific.
No. Oh, you beast.
Bunter, you're to go to Wingate's study.
What for?
Wingate's just told me to send you in.
Oh, did he say anything about bananas?
He said you were to go, that's all.
Oh, did he? Well, you tell him you couldn't find me.
But I have found you.
Well, you jolly well go and tell him you couldn't,
you
see?
You fat ass cut off. Prefects don't like to be kept waiting.
No law. I think Wingate's rotten to make all that fuss about a few bananas. After all, if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't even have played in the match this afternoon. Oh, I never knew he had any bananas. And now I wish I'd jolly well hadn't eaten them.
Well, so they've managed to find you, Bunter.
Yes, Wingate. Wingate, it wasn't me.
Wasn't you? It's because it was you that I've sent for you, Bunter.
I never had them.
Never had what?
Your bananas.
Bananas?
Yes, don't like bananas, Wingate. I don't like them at all. And in any case, I never saw your fag take them in your study, so how can I know you had any? And in any case, Wingate, they didn't amount to much because they weren't quite ripe.
I don't think you'd better tell me any more, Bunter, so I'd have to give you a whopping.
Oh, isn't it a whopping anyway?
No, you young ass. Look here, Bunter, I owe you something for putting me wise today. That's why I've sent for you.
Oh.
I've got you something, and here we are.
I'd say that's jolly. Oh, crikey.
You do like cake, don't you, Bunter?
Yes. I say, Wingate, it's a jolly big cake, isn't it?
Yes, Bunter.
I say, yes, it's really quite big, isn't it?
It's all for you, Bunter.
I say, all of it.
Yes,
I say, thanks awfully, Wingate. I say, Wingate, do you think I can have a little slice now? Thanks awfully.
Thank you.